comfortable thing.
Hi. Hello. How are you? Good. How are you guys?
We're good. Very good.
Great. So welcome and thank you for being here on this panel, Memeable Music, Next Gen Music Makers. So we have a lot to discuss here because we have the past,
thanks.
Kind of. Not the past. You're very sorry. No, the past of music
context.
And the future or the present music. So where should we start on this? On the how was the music making back in the days? What has changed right now on the content creation of music?
Sure.
Per se. Do you want to start, Nick?
Given I'm the past, I think we move it up. I'm not the past, thank you very much. I'm the present. I have a long history within the music industry. Given the sort of the topic of this conversation is memeable music, what does that actually mean? And it's basically the evolution of content creation and music making, which over the years has really been driven by technology and about the technology, the capacity of various carriers. So there's no rules written that it has to be a 3-minute pop song. That was largely driven by what the carrier could take. In the same context with, albums were generally 40 minutes long because that's what a 12-inch piece of vinyl could pretty much carry. So it wasn't necessarily a creative imperative, it was a technology imperative. And so we've kind of seen that sort of evolution and particularly accelerating now in the way that people consume music. So with a vast amount of content out, which has obviously been uploaded on a daily basis, 100,000 tracks to Spotify on a daily basis, which is simply mind-blowing, the attention span, the attention economy has got that much smaller. And I think the way now, particularly that Gen Z and certainly Gen A are consuming content is in much smaller bite-sized pieces where video is a complete part of that component. I don't think you can separate audio and video in the way that you could before. And it's very much part of their social media landscape now. I don't think that's necessarily going to be now forevermore that music will be 30-second sound bites, but certainly that's the way that we see an audience starting to consume and get into music and also start creating music. They're creating music in a much smaller short-form content.
Yeah, and I guess you talked about the shorten of time was all about technology. And I guess, Sigi, you are the perfect person to talk about Overtune, which gives everyone that doesn't have the knowledge of music making and those who have to create this kind of music, the on time, on site. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, what Nick was talking about here is something called a paradigm shift. Right, so you go from an old system to a new system. So for example, when the refrigerator was invented, it was like a new format of, cooling things, right? But when that happened, the ice-breaking industry was like, breaking ice and, trying to, speed that up faster, but it just, doesn't work. And same with, for example, the format of Netflix and Blockbuster, for example, what Blockbuster tried to do was to just put more videotapes in a store. It just, doesn't work. And what happened with TikTok and Reels and Shorts or what have you is that, the value of music has become memeable. It's not really the artistic value. It's not, 3-minute songs anymore. It's about music has value based on a video. So you can't really, tie against together, the music and video. It's essentially the same format. So what we do at Overtune is that you are actually going to see a video here in the end, which shows it much better than, me speaking about it, is that you arrange beats together, you sync on top with real-time vocal effects, like Auto-Tune, for example, then you make a video, and then you can post it on social media platforms. And what I think, when you're going to actually change things, especially in the consumer space, it has to have this playful element, like for example with the iPhone or Tinder, for example, it has to have this playful element, and that's the key behind every good invention, And I hope that we did that.
Yeah, right. No, and I think this, it's kind of the same. We actually talked about this, and I guess it's really interesting to put music right now in a place where kind of art, like paintings or theaters or plays, I mean, you can see something and it's you take it, you make your own assumptions on that moment. So music, it's turning on that side as well. It's creating a moment for that video. So it's kind of the same to have like the video production as well, started like that. You have the movies that go to the cinema, but you also have these other productions that are still valid enough. You guess it's the same kind of thing right now with music?
It's the same as Instagram did with photos, for example. It's just the same thing. You're always going to have musicians making music, you know. But it's just music has just, you know, changed now. You know, music, you always want to be a head of a snake of, you know, making trends, you know. So, for example, with the TikTok case, you know, what music is that it actually complements the video. So you have a track, you always can, it's, you know, third-party music, and you try to imitate that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what memeable is. It's like, you know, imitation, you know. But music so far, it has been, you know, laptops, and you have had to have a MIDI keyboard or, like, whatever to, like, make music. It's not like making, you know, TikToks, you know, it's not, like, really snappy or, like, easy.
I think this is part of, again, talking about from a technology point of view as well, this is a really about democratization of music making. But again, in the same kind of way that you look that carriers evolved, you know, you look at technology from the cost of making music being prohibitive to most people through to technology being prohibitive to most people. And it kind of, you could argue, has it been dumbed down, but it's simplified. So where you go down from, you know, Pro Tools to Logic to GarageBand, and you get tools like Overtune. And I look at that in my years of doing music, you know, creativity is not necessarily interlinked with your 10,000 hours of, you know, being able to fly around a musical instrument. It's what you can do with the tools that are available.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're also seeing that kind of behavior now. So as Siggy was saying, you know, the vast majority of users on our platform are making memeable music. They're making pieces of personalized content to accompany their video. It is about their personality. But you're seeing a cohort of very, very engaged users who are using this tool to create unique pieces of music, and the music is the focus, and the creativity is the focus. You can see that user behavior. I look at that and going, okay, this is not that dissimilar when kids start firstly discovering GarageBand and started making music in their bedrooms. You're seeing that generation. We've just opened it up now, I think, to a far wider audience. And I don't think you know where the next music star ever is going to come from. They don't emerge from, you know, certainly now, not from traditional sources. They can come from a bedroom, a garage, wherever.
Yeah, and it has this DIY thing that musicians still do on their albums, on their creations. But do you think that this democratization...
No, you're Portuguese, I'm English. Democratization.
it's for all of that, everyone, or do you think that now that everyone can do music, how can you separate the quality of that?
And it's no difference, I think, to the fact there are 100,000 tracks being uploaded a day. I mean, I use tracks in the loosest possible sense because 99,000 of them will be ambient noise or poor quality.
Yeah.
And I still believe that cream rises to the top. You know, there is no guarantee because you've created tools. The vast majority of people who use those tools will be doing it from an amateur hobby point of view, and it's a fun tool. But there will be a small cohort who, and it's no different whether it's Overtune or whether it is Pro Tools or Logic.
Yeah.
There's a small group of people who can understand that tool and to use that to enhance their creativity. You have to have the creativity in you before you start.
And you can stimulate creativity on using the app Overtune,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah. So about this, do you think... this is kind of an app that stimulates more the Gen Z right now, because we're talking about memeable music, and everyone knows the memes and everyone uses it, but I think Gen Z is on, it's they're more fluid, they're more active on this. Do you think it's a product that goes more to that this generation, or it involves all generations?
You were talking about quality of content. Do you know the video, I Like Corn? It's like this really freaky video, you know. It's like, you know, super memeable. I would argue that it's not good content, you know, but it's like super funny, you know. And again, music and video are the same, and this happens to be now that music drives video on TikTok, Reels, Shorts, or like what have you. So it's just another way of making, you know, content. Mm-hmm. It's just, we are just living in those interesting times, you know, whether you know, this just hasn't been done, you know, because Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all of those guys really innovated how you use a camera, and it's like this new user behavior. When you go 15 years back, you saw no one, you know, taking a selfie. It's just a new user behavior. So on the phone, what has to be innovated now is the microphone as well, not only in terms of the technology, but also with user behavior. So if someone had told me when Musical.ly launched a few years ago that everyone would be on the street, you know, making dance videos, I wouldn't actually believe it. But there's a new format war going on in this music tech space. And if it's going to be us or someone else, I don't know. One thing is clear, this has to be done, and this has to be done as well, you know.
And what do you think it's after this creation, and after this democratization, this is a hard word, sorry. What's next for the content creators? What's next on the, what do you think it's going to be next? Now that music is shortened, you have everything on people's hands, how can music regenerate?
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, to be clear, I'm not going to say the evolution of music now is all going to be 30-second sound bites. It's not.
And that's because of the, as you say, the attention.
The attention span. But because I think that's a way, again, you know, and we're dealing with younger consumers initially, that's kind of how they consume music. I see it with my kids as well. You know, the average, skip rates on streaming services, it's 15 seconds and you're out. So you've got to make an impact pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
I still believe, though, I don't think that's kind of like, well, the future of music now is just going to be sound bites and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
I think what it is, again, is if you create a tool which allows people to express their creativity in a really easy way, that's going to be a gateway. It's a gateway product to allow people to expand that creativity. I think the other thing, which is there is a big, there is a debate going on right now, which I think actually resonates and makes a lot of sense, is on pure streaming of music, why should a one-minute track command the same streaming revenue as a one-hour piece of music?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So there's a lot of conversations going on about, you know, breaking down streaming revenue into seconds as opposed to content. I think that could happen down the line. In fact, I think there's a call for that to happen now.
Okay.
And I think that, again, will change the way that people create and change the way people consume music.
Consume and make, of course, yeah, and that's the main point. And we're having, like, 5 minutes. I wonder how Overtune is really, how does it work? How can we see it working, Siggy?
First of all, I would all actually download Overtune after this talk. I think that's just a given, you know. And I always come back to the toy-like sensation because no one has actually done this before well, you know.
Yeah.
It's always this complexity with it and how you arrange the beats, the sync on top, you know, do the video, those are many steps. You're just going to see it in the video afterwards. I can just talk about it endlessly, you know. But back to the point, we have no Justin Bieber of our generation, you know. There are no anthems anymore. Or the only anthems are something that is imitated on social media platform. So if you can just shorten this curve and try to bring it to the general public, you know, with this toy-like fashion, you can actually make it, you know.
Do you want to show us the? We have something that we can share with the public, right?
You can show the video.
Where should we the video?
I think I actually prepared a video for you guys that
you
can show on screen.
Okay, so people will see it after.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, people that are here can have the Overtune on the phones and can start making music all over the place, whatever. I mean, in the metro, here as well. Or
yeah, we're expecting a load of Web Summit videos. That's what we're expecting. We've been very disappointed.
Remix with our conversation or I don't know.
Well, you could, yeah.
Yeah, let's stimulate this creativity. Thank you so much, guys. I think we're... Do you want to say something?
Yeah, okay? I think you should actually show the video that we, you know...
Sorry?
You want to show the video now?
I think you should show the video before we actually end, and then we can wrap this thing up. Thank you.
Okay.
Where's the video?
I don't know.
Where's the video? Oh, it's there. Okay, so everyone that, even if you don't have a good voice, you can do it.
Yes.
We can try it. Like if I'm bad at singing, I can do something in Overtune and be...
Yeah, vocal effects, auto-tune, harmonizer.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know what the great thing, it's kind of gamified music making for the younger audience because it's fun. You know, it's fun to play around, it's fun to create beats out there, but we realize that you listen to that piece of music again, you actually can create very compelling, high-quality audio, which is completely competitive to popular music right now. So enjoy, download, play with it.
Thank you so much for being here, and thank you, Nick, thank you, Siggy, and it was a good conversation, I guess.
Great, thank you.
Thank